Welcome to Zichu Daf Sin Mani Mam Rabbi Avraham Goldar and today Masechus Baba Kama Daf Lamed Zayin, the fourth parak Shor Shel Nagach. The fourth parak has been generously sponsored with Zichu Nishmas Rosh HaDvorah Bas Aharon HaKohen Alei Hashalom. May your neshama have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Shor Shu Mud Lamino Ve'Eno Mud She'Eno Mino. An ox which is a mood regarding its own species, but is not a mood regarding other species, or it's a mood regarding people, but not animals, or it's a mood regarding young animals, but not adult animals, as Shu Mud Lo Mishalom Nezek Shalom. For damaging creatures for which it's a mood, it pays full damages. Ve'She'Eno Mud Lo Mishalom Chatzi Nezek, but for damaging creatures for which it's not a mood, it pays half damages. Rav Yehuda said the same applies to an animal which is a mood for Shabbos and not weekdays. Amoraim disagree about the Mishnah's reading. Rav Zvid said, Ve'eno mood tanan. The Mishnah taught, but it is not a mood, meaning it was known not to be a mood for the other species. Hastama havi mood. This implies that where the animal's disposition towards other species is unknown, we assume it is a mood for them. Rav Papa said, Eino mood tanan. The Mishnah taught is not a mood. Destama will have a mood, meaning that where its disposition towards other species is unknown, we assume it is not a mood for them. The Gemara explains how each Amora reads the other clauses of the Mishnah and brings two supports to Rav Zvid. Point number two is Tana Braisa Rot Shor Nagach. If an ox saw an ox and gored it, Shor Lo Nagach saw a second ox and did not gore it, saw a third and gored it, saw a fourth and did not, saw a fifth and gored it, and saw a sixth and did not gore it, Nasa Mud L'Sirugin L'Shvarim. It becomes a mood for goring oxen alternately, meaning every other one. Another Braisa teaches that if an ox saw an ox and gored it, saw a donkey and did not gore it, saw a horse and gored it, saw a camel and did not gore it, saw a mule and gored it, and saw a wild donkey and did not gored, Nasa Mud L'Sirugin L'Kol. It becomes a mood to gore all species alternately. The Gemara asks, if an ox successfully gored three oxen, a donkey and a camel, is the third ox grouped with the previous two, and it would be a mood only for oxen, or is it grouped with the donkey and camel, and it's a mood for all species? It then asks about in the reverse sequence. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah states, Shor Shel Yisrael Shenagach Shor Shel Hekdesh. If the ox of an ordinary Jew gored an ox of Hekdesh, V'Shel Hekdesh Shenagach Shor Shel Hediot, or an ox of Hekdesh gored an ox of an ordinary Jew, Patr, the owner is exempt because the pasuk says Shor Re'ehu, the ox of his fellow, implying Lo Shor Shel Hekdesh and not an ox of Hekdesh. If either the damager or victim is an ox of Hekdesh, which is not a fellow with the other party, no damages are paid. The Gemara notes that this Mishnah disagrees with Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh, who taught in a Braisa that if an ordinary Jew's ox gored an ox of Hekdesh, ben Tam ben Muad, whether the damaging ox was a Tam or a Muad, Mishalom Nezek Shalom, he pays full damages. The Gemara proceeds to explain how Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh darshans the Pasuk. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Shor Shu Hamud Lamino Ve'en Amud She'en Amino, an ox which is a Muad regarding its own species, but is not a Muad regarding other species, or it's a Muad regarding people but not animals, or it's a Muad regarding young animals but not adult animals, as Shemud Lo Mishalom Nezek Shalom, for damaging creatures for which is a mu'ud, it pays full damages. V'she'en mu'ud lo, mishol mechatzi nezek, but for damaging creatures for which it's not a mu'ud, it pays half damages. Rav Yehuda said the same applies to an animal which is a mu'ud for Shabbos and not weekdays. Amoraim disagree about the Mishnah's reading. Rav Zvid said ve'eno mu'ud tanan. The Mishnah taught, but it is not a mu'ud, meaning it was known not to be a mu'ud for the other species. Hastama havi mu'ud. This implies that where the animal's disposition towards other species is unknown, we assume it is a mu'ud for them. Rav Papa said, Eino mu'ud tanan. The Mishnah taught is not a mu'ud. Destama will have a mu'ud, meaning that where its disposition towards other species is unknown, we assume it is not a mu'ud for them. The Gemara explains how each Amora reads the other clauses of the Mishnah and brings two supports to Rav Zvid. Point number two is Tana Braisa Rot Shor Nagach. If an ox saw an ox and gored it, Shor Lo Nagach saw a second ox and did not gore it, saw a third and gored it, saw a fourth and did not, saw a fifth and gored it, and saw a sixth and did not gore it, Nasa Mud L'Sirugin L'Shvarim. It becomes a mood for goring oxen alternately, meaning every other one. Another Braisa teaches that if an ox saw an ox and gored it, saw a donkey and did not gore it, saw a horse and gored it, saw a camel and did not gore it, saw a mule and gored it, and saw a wild donkey and did not gore it, Nasa Mud L'Sirugin L'Kol. It becomes a mood to gore all species alternately. The Gemara asks, if an ox successfully gored three oxen, a donkey and a camel, Is the third ox grouped with the previous two, and it would be a mood only for oxen, or is it grouped with the donkey and camel, and it's a mood for all species? It then asks about in the reverse sequence. And pointing with you, the next mission states, Shor Shel Yisrael Shenagach Shor Shel Hekdesh. If the ox of an ordinary Jew gored an ox of Hekdesh, Shel Hekdesh Shenagach Shor Shel Hediot, or an ox of Hekdesh gored an ox of an ordinary Jew, Patr, the owner's exempt, because the pasuk says Shor Re'ehu, the ox of his fellow, implying Lo Shor Shel Hekdesh, and not an ox of Hekdesh. If either the damager or victim is an ox of Hekdesh, which is not a fellow with the other party, no damages are paid. The Gemara notes that this Mishnah disagrees with Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh, who taught in a Braisa that if an ordinary Jew's ox gored an ox of Hekdesh, ben Tam ben Muad, whether the damaging ox was a Tam or a Muad, Mishalom Nezek Shalom, he pays full damages. The Gemara proceeds to explain how Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh darshans the pasuk. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Lamed Zayin, and our standard Siman is laser tag. Laser tag. So here goes. The shor that was moved to knock down red team laser tag players, but not the players from the blue team, and then began to knock down alternating red team players, turned out to be an ox of Hekdesh and was pater from payment. Once again, slow motion. The shor that was moved to knock down red team laser tag players, laser tag, that must be more in Daf Lamed Zayin. The shor that was moved to knock down red team laser tag players, but not the players from the blue team, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the din of a shor that is moved to certain species and not to others. It pays full damages for what it's moved for and half damages for what it's not moved for. So the shor that was moved to knock down red team laser tag players, but not the players from the blue team, and then began to knock down alternating red team players, which reminds us, we discuss an animal which is moved with sirugin, moved for damaging in an alternate fashion, where it gores the first ox, but not the second ox, the third one, but not the fourth one, and so on. So the shor that was moved to knock down red team laser tag players, but not the players from the blue team, and then began to knock down alternating red team players, turned out to be an ox of Hekdesh, and was putter from payment, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Shor Shel Yisrael Shenagach Shor Shel Hekdesh. If the ox of an ordinary Jew gored an ox of Hekdesh, Shel Hekdesh Shenagach Shor Shel Hediot, or an ox of Hekdesh gored an ox of an ordinary Jew, Pater, the owner is exempt because the pasuk says Shor Re'ehu, the ox of his fellow, implying Lo Shor Shel Hekdesh, and not an ox of Hekdesh. So once again, the shor that was moved to knock down red team laser tag players, but not the players from the blue team, and then began to knock down alternating red team players, turned out to be an ox of Hekdesh, and was putter from payment. All right, so now we go to our four blah back chazara. Daf Lamed Gimel. So the simmer Daf Lamed Gimel is a peg leg pirate. So here goes. The peg leg pirate, that must have been one Daf Lamed Gimel. The peg leg pirate who got injured by a tum and was told he could not collect full damages, which reminds us, we have machlokes tanakam and Rabbi Akiva, whether a tum that injures a person pays chatzi nezek or nezek shalim. So the peg leg pirate who got injured by a tum and was told he could not collect full damages became enraged when he went to take possession of the ox, which equaled half damages, which reminds us, the next mission teaches that if an ox worth 100 zuz kills an ox worth 200 and the carcass is worthless, notelas is short, the damaged party takes the damaging ox, which equals half the damages. In a brice, Rabbi Shmuel says, Yushem Hashor Bebeisin, the ox should be assessed by Beisin and the owner pays the victim up to its value. This is because Rabbi Shmuel holds that the victim is merely a Baal Chov, the damages creditor, and has a monetary claim against him, but no claim to the ox itself. Rabbi Akiva says, Huchlad Ashor, the ox is automatically transferred to the possession of the victim. This is because he holds the Nizak as a Shutuf, a partner in the ox, but a portion of the amount owed. So the peg leg pirate got injured by a tum and was told he could not collect full damages, became enraged when he went to take possession of the ox, which equaled half damages, and saw that the owner had already shechted it, which reminds us, a brisa states, Shchato unasana b'matana masha asa asui. If the owner shechted the damaging ox or gave it away as a gift, what he has done is done. The Gemara asks, let him come and collect from its meat. Rav Shivsi explained that the difference pertains to pachas shchita, the depreciation caused by shechting, for which the mazik does not have to pay. Rav Huna Breid Rav Shua said, Zosomeres ha-mazik shibud shel chavero pater. This tells us that one who damages his fellow's lien is exempt from paying the creditor because the damage is indirect. Here, although he reduced the value of the ox which the victim would collect, he does not pay the difference. Daf Lamed Dalad. So the simmer Daf Lamed Dalad is a ladder. So here goes. The injured shor leaning against a ladder. Ladder? That must be more Daf Lamed Dalad. The injured shor leaning against a ladder and depreciating in value due to the mazik shor's horn stuck in it, which reminds the Gemara discusses if the mazik or nizik change value after the damage, whether the damage is assessed kashasa nezik at the time of the damage or kashasa amada bedin at the time of standing in judgment. Ravashi explains that the mazik is responsible for the injured ox's later deterioration, where it deteriorated because of the original blow, because the nizik can say, your ox's horn is buried in my ox. So the injured shore leaning against a ladder and depreciating in value due to the mazik shore horn stuck in it. Watched a mazik and nizik try to sell a shore tum and split the money while dividing the dead ox, which reminds us that there's a machlokes in the Mishnah on how to understand the case in the pasuk of Umachris Hashor Achai V'chatzuas Katzpo, they shall sell the live ox and divide its money, V'gamas Ameis Yechatzun, and they shall also divide the dead one. So, the injured shore leaning against a ladder and depreciating in value due to the mazik shore's horn stuck in it, watched a mazik and nizik try to sell a shore tum and split the money while dividing the dead ox, when all of a sudden a man wounded another man by striking with a stepladder in order to get blood to give his dog, which he would be liable for if he did it on Shabbos, which reminds us, Rabbi Yevon taught a brisa before Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Makalkalim Peturin, all who do destructive acts on Shabbos are exempt from punishment because only constructive acts are liable, chutz mechovu umavir, except for one who wounds and one who burns, which are liable even for destructive acts. Rabbi Yochanan says the case of chovu is a chovu b'tzar chokabo, one who wounds where he needs the blood for his dog. Although the act is destructive and the total damage is greater than the benefit, his purposeful intent is sufficient for liability. Daf Lamed Hey, so the Simmer Daf Lamed Hey is a children's choir singing la la la. So here goes. The Nezikin boys choir, that must be more on Daf Lamed Hey, la la la. The Nezikin boys choir joyfully singing the Maka Adam Umaka Behema song, which reminds us that more brings a drush of Chizkiah's academy. Maka Adam Umaka Behema, the Torah compares one who strikes a person who is executed and does not pay damages, and one who strikes an animal who does pay, teaching that just as one who strikes an animal always pays, regardless of intent, of Maka Adam, so too regarding one who strikes a person, Otachokbo Ben Shogigumezi. You should not distinguish between an unintentional act and an intentional act, or other exemptions from execution, Chayvo Mamun, to obligate him to pay money, Elo rather always exempt him from paying money. So the Nezikin boys choir joyfully singing the Maka Adam Umak Behema song, as two kids dressed as oxen pretended to blame each other for damaging a third ox, which reminds us, if two oxen chase an ox and one injured it, and it's unknown which, the owner of each ox can claim the damage was inflicted by the other, and is putter until proof is brought. So the Nezikin boys choir joyfully singing the Maka Adam Maka Behema song, as two kids dressed as oxen pretend to blame each other for damaging a third ox, were abruptly interrupted when one father in the audience accused another of owing him wheat, and the other father responded, I owe you barley, which reminds us, Rabbi Bar Nassan said, Tanu chitin v'hodu rabbi sorin pater. If one claimed wheat from someone and the other person admitted owing him barley, he's pater from paying even barley, because by claiming only wheat, he's admitting he's not owed barley and has forgiven that debt. Daf Lamed Vav, so the Simmer Daf Lamed Vav is Lulav. So here goes. The shore which had horns that looked like Lulavim, Lulavim, that must be more Daf Lamed Vav, Lulav. The shore which had horns that looked like Lulavim, that gored four oxen one after the other, as a tam, which reminds us, the fourth parak begins, Shor shenagach arba v'chamisha shvarim zeh achar zeh. If an ox gored four or five oxen, one after the other as a tam, Reb Meir says, Yisham l'achron shebehem. He pays the last of the victims his half damages. Yimesh bo mosu yachzun shalofanav. And if there's more value in the damaging ox after this payment, that excess is returned to the prior victim. And if there's still more, it's given to the victim before him. V'achron achron nizkor. The rule is the later victim benefits. Rav explains that the Mishnah follows Rabbi Shmuel's opinion that the damages of a tam are owed as a debt. So the shore which had horns that looked like lulavim, that gored four oxen one after the other, as a tam, belonged to a lulav seller who was disappointed when he was awarded a meager sela medina for the boshes of being struck in the ear, which reminds us, the Mishnah states, Hatokeo chaver nosin lo sela, one who strikes the ear of his fellow, pays him a sela for boshes in addition to the other payments. And the Gemara quotes a statement of Rab, kol kasav ha'amr b'torah ketzav tzori, any amount of silver mentioned in the Torah is Tyrian currency, v'shal divrayim kesav medina, and any amount of silver taught by the rabbis, such as the boshes payment for striking someone's ear, is in provincial currency. So the shore which had horns that looked like loving, that gored four oxen one to the other, as a tam, belonged to a lulav seller who was disappointed when he was awarded a meager sela medina for the boshes of being struck in the ear, that he told the judge, who was a gabbai tzedaka, to give it away to the poor, which reminds us, when the man who was struck was told he would only receive a sela medina, he said, since it's only half as this, I don't want to give it to the poor. Afterwards, he tried to retract, but Rav Yosef told him he could not retract. Kvar zachu be'anim, the poor had already acquired the money. Although there were no poor people there to make the acquisition, anin yad anin anan, we are the hand of the poor and acquired it on their behalf. Rashi explains that Rav Yosef was a trustee for the local charity fund. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do we discuss what the halacha is in a case where the mazik shechs the shore or gives it away as a matana? That's on Daf. Lamed Gimel. Good number two. Which stuff do we learn from the drasha of Maka Adam Umaka Behema that an act punishable by death is exempt from payment even where the person is not liable to death? That's on Daf. Lamed Hey. Good number three. Which stuff do we learn when the one is putter for damaging a shor shel hektish? That's on Daf. Lamed Zayin. Good number four. Which stuff do you discuss how to understand the pasuk of Machris Ashor Chai B'chatzu Es Kaspo B'gamas Ameis Yechazun? That's on Daf. Lamed Dal. Good number five. Which stuff do we have the case of a shor that is mu'ud to knock down alternating animals? That's on Daf. Lamed Zayin. Good number six. Which stuff do you discuss who gets to collect first when a shor tam gores four or five oxen one after the other? That's on Daf. Lamed Vav. Good number seven. Which stuff we have the case of a shor which is mu'ud lamino, but not mu'ud l'she'eno mino? That's on Daf. Lamed Zayin. Good number eight. Which of the when one is permitted to run Erev Shabbos and is putter from damages? That's on Daf. Lamed Beis. Good number nine. Which of the when if two oxen chase an ox and one injured it, and it's unknown which, the owner of each ox can claim the damage was inflicted by the other and is exempt until proof is brought? That's on Daf. Lamed Hey. Good. Number 10. Which of the one that all kesef mentioned in the Torah is kesef tzori, and any kesef taught by the Rabban is kesef medina? That's on Daf. Lamed Vav. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.